California is seeing its first increase in the state's minimum wage in 6 years, a 25% increase this time around. Yesterday, the state legislature voted to raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour by 2016. Governor Jerry Brown is expected to sign that bill into law. Now, on the flip side, here in Washington, the mayor vetoed a so-called living wage bill that targeted large retailers. That's a victory for Walmart. The retail store says it will continue with its plans to open 6 stores in the nation's capital, plans that Walmart says it would have abandoned. But as Patrick Madden of member station WAMU reports, supporters of the bill are not ready to give up.
There was the bill, a proposal passed by the city council requiring retailers such as Walmart to pay $12.50 an hour, 50% above the city's minimum wage. Then there was the ultimatum by Walmart, veto the bill, where it would pull out of at least 3 stores, costing hundreds of jobs and stifling development in underserved neighborhoods and politics. D.C. is a heavily Democratic town, and the mayor is weighing a re-election bid. In the end, Mayor Vincent Gray says his decision boils down to jobs.
And there's no question in my mind that there were retailers who otherwise had a good chance of coming to the city that would be run off by this bill.
Gray says if Walmart abandons its plans to build stores in D.C., there would be no jobs, living wage or otherwise. But labor groups say the law would send a strong message to retailers and cities across the country. Mike Wilson is with Respect D.C.
Walmart sets the standard generally by driving wages down wherever it goes. This would be an opportunity to say, let's take these large employers and have them drive wages up.
The focus now turns to D.C.'s 13-member city council. The bill passed in July with 8 votes. 9 votes are needed to override a veto. For NPR News in Washington, I'm Patrick Madden.